This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Turns out there may be a whole bunch not to like about the like buttons of the social media world. Mental health professionals and child advocates say the drive that a lot of kids have for validation and popularity on Instagram and the rest of them can lead to anxiety and depression, low self-esteem as well. Instagram itself, which public service announcement here is owned by Facebook, gave a nod to that not too long ago when it said it was going to experiment with hiding those like counts on some posts. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman dug a little bit deeper on the like problem.
The like button is an integral feature of Instagram, allowing a user to give a click of approval to a picture or video that someone has posted. Counting likes can turn into a popularity contest, and for kids, that can be a problem, says Dimitri Christakis, editor-in-chief of JAMA Pediatrics.
Children compare themselves to others via social media, and that can lead to feelings of inadequacy, social isolation and depression and anxiety.
Christakis says more research is needed to prove these connections. And a test of sorts is now being conducted by Instagram itself. For about 8 weeks, some Instagrammers in Canada have only been seeing the number of likes on their own posts. An Instagram spokesperson said the company's CEO is bullish on the results so far, but offered no other details. Pamela Hurst Della Pietra of the group Children and Screens called on Instagram today to ditch like counts altogether.
For United States users, and not just as an experiment.
Amassing likes allows Instagram influencers to attract advertisers. But CFRA analyst John Freeman says he wouldn't be surprised if Instagram does de-emphasize likes going forward because people are gaming the system.
From the advertiser's perspective, they're not interested in the number of likes.
They want richer data.
Not just likes, but strong dislikes. And how many of those dislikes came from Pennsylvania?
Freeman says moving away from likes could also be a way for Instagram and its owner, Facebook, to appease critics who are concerned about how social media affects young people. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.